Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast for Friday evening, August 14th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. NewsCrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted NewsCrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Helix Biopharma Corp. announces board composition changes. Helix Biopharma Corp. announced changes to its board of directors, with Mr. Janusz Grabski resigning and Thomas Merling, MD, PhD, appointed as a director. These changes aim to meet evolving governance and capital markets requirements, supporting the company's clinical development and corporate objectives. The board thanked Mr. Grabski for his service and contributions.
Vicore Medical releases financial results for the 3 and 6 months ended June 30, 2026. Vicore Medical Inc. released financial results for the 3 and 6 months ending June 30, 2026. The company reported a decrease in revenues, with international markets being the main factor. Operating profit also declined compared to the previous year. Despite challenges, Vicore Medical remains committed to innovation and improving patient outcomes with its ViewSight Brain Access System and NovaVision Retinal Therapy programs. Biomed News Breaks. Onco Innovations Limited Frankfurt, WONH builds foundation for biomarker-driven cancer therapy. Onco Innovations Limited is advancing its precision oncology strategy through ONC-010. A nanoparticle-encapsulated PNKP inhibitor for biomarker-selected cancers. The company is laying the groundwork for first-in-human studies by developing manufacturing processes and conducting metabolism studies. By combining targeted PNKP inhibitin, nanoparticle drug delivery, and AI DIV and discovery, Onco Innovations aims to develop therapies for cancers susceptible to DNA damage response approaches in the expanding field of precision medicine. I'm favorite to Dodgy Martina.
SS Innovations International, SSI reports record Q2 revenue of $13,900,000, up 39.4%. SSI reports record Q2 revenue of $13.90 million, up 39.4% from the previous year. The company's SSI Mantra surgical robotic system installations increased by 30.4% to 30 units, with a gross profit of $7.10 million and no long-term debt. SS Innovations aims to expand its global presence in the surgical robotic technology market.
Regentis Biomaterials R. GNT builds a manufacturing and intellectual property powerhouse for the global cartilage repair market. Regentis Biomaterials strengthens its global presence in the cartilage repair market with a new Japanese patent allowance, enhancing protection for its innovative manufacturing process behind Gelrin C. This milestone comes as the company advances European commercialization and progresses in its pivotal U.S. South trial, addressing the growing need for efficient and scalable off-the-shelf therapies in orthopedics.
Investor News Breaks. Regentis Biomaterials Limited NYSE American. RGNT builds commercial case for Gelrin C in multi-billion knee cartilage repair market. Regentis Biomaterials is making strides in the knee cartilage repair market with its Gelrin C hydrogel implant. The company's recent European regulatory approval for a new manufacturing process is set to increase production yield by 400%, driving scalability and reducing costs. With ongoing U.S. Phase 3 SAGE trial progress and advancements in surgeon training and European commercialization, Regentis aims to offer a compelling solution for knee repair. Little-known immune cells bolster anti-cancer fights, study finds. Researchers from the University of Manchester in the UK have discovered that a group of immune cells often overlooked are essential in the fight against cancer. This finding could impact companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc., involved in research and development, Stay informed with BioNedWire for the latest updates in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors.
Network news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited reports lower Q2 expenses, advances Lucid-MS into Phase 2. Quantum Biopharma Limited reported a significant decrease in Q2 expenses, with operating expenses down 53% year-over-year and general and administrative expenses down 47%. The company's cash, cash equivalents, and digital assets increased to approximately $9.50 million, providing sufficient liquidity for operations through October 2027. Following FDA approval of its IND application, Quantum is moving forward with a Phase 2 clinical trial for Lucid-MS in patients with progressive multiple sclerosis.
Regentis Biomaterials Limited, NYSE, American, RGNT, moves Gelrin-C along parallel U.S. clinical and European commercial tracks. Regentis Biomaterials Limited is making strides with its Gelrin-C cartilage repair platform, advancing in both U.S. South clinical and European commercial tracks simultaneously. The pivotal Phase 3 SAGE study has surpassed 50% enrollment, with a completion target set for the third quarter of 2026. In Europe, Gelrin Kez already received CE mark approval, and surgeon training has commenced. Regentis aims to compress the timeline between clinical validation and market adoption by running these workstreams in parallel. Network news breaks. Lantern Pharma advances AI-driven oncology pipeline, establishes openmedicineai.com. Lantern Pharma report progress in its AI-driven oncology pipeline, including positive data from the Phase 2 Harmonic trial for LP-300. The company also established Open Medicine AI as a separate entity. Financially, Lantern saw a decrease in loss from operations and R&D expenses in the second quarter of 2026. Cash, cash equivalents, and marketable securities totaled approximately $7.40 million as of June 30, 2026.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Helus Pharma TM, CBOE, CA, HALP.EULCACAECH, LP003, Phase 3 Program, targets Q4 2026 for Tupline data. So, enrollment completed in the APPROACH study for major depressive disorder with EMBRACE and EXTEND studies ongoing. Financially, the company reported a cash balance of $166.40 million and a quarterly net loss of $47.80 million. HLP004 for generalized anxiety disorder is also progressing after positive Phase 2 results.
CCHR urges nationwide adoption of mandatory medical testing to avert psychiatric diagnosis and drugs. CCHR is advocating for mandatory medical testing to prevent unnecessary psychiatric diagnosis and drug prescriptions. Recent guidance from Florida's Surgeon General emphasizes the importance of physical examinations and lab tests before considering psychotropic drugs, especially for children. With over 76 million Americans on psychiatric drugs, including 6.1 million children, CCHR urges a nationwide plan to prioritize informed consent, prevention, and safe drug withdrawal. And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.